What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
And this dilemma comes from Miranda, who's in Adelaide. She says, I listened with interest to your Life Matters segment about housework and how it can cause tension between couples. I know, this is what she says. My partner and I argue over whose turn it is to load the dishwasher. He thinks I shirk the vacuuming. I think he has no idea that we even have a washing machine. On top of all this, we seem to have been blessed with the messiest kids on earth. I know that all this would be solved, or at least much alleviated, if we had a cleaner. My husband and I are both working, so we could manage the expense, but it's the ethics of having a cleaner that troubles me. Usually a domestic cleaner, Miranda goes on to say, is a woman, often a new migrant to Australia, and I'm deeply uncomfortable about entering into what's effectively a master-servant relationship with such a person. Other people I know who have cleaners are aware of this and they bend over backwards not to be seen as exploitative, to the point where they feel they can't criticise the quality of the work. I've got one friend whose cleaner has taken to spending a lot of the weekly session rearranging my friend's knickknacks and jewellery without doing much of the actual cleaning. My friend feels too awkward to say anything about this. On the other hand, taking on a cleaner would provide work for someone with limited other work opportunities and perhaps limited English language, and it would also give me and my children maybe a valuable insight into another culture. Should I get a cleaner? So that's Miranda's dilemma. Joining us to hopefully clean up this mess, Guido Mello, who runs his business from home and knows all too well the challenges of divvying up the household duties, especially with three little ones, and Karen Pickering, who's a feminist writer, educator, commentator and parent. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hey.
Now, Karen, you've been a cleaner yourself, and you were once a union rep for cleaners,
yes.
So you know it from that side. What are your initial thoughts on Miranda's discomfort about that sort of thing she termed the master-servant relationship that's concerning her?
I think that's a pretty extreme way to describe it, but I think it's really good that she's considering the issues that are at play here, and obviously if you want to be any kind of ethical consumer of any goods or services, you know, you should be thinking about the relationships that will entail and what your privilege is and what your where you fit into the bigger labour market.
Mm.
And as you said, I've been a cleaner and it's a really hard job. And not everyone dislikes it as much as you might in your own home. It's like, I think for some people it can be a really good and satisfying and convenient job. So I think I guess my overall impression of the original question is that maybe she's overthinking it. Maybe she's
Well, that's what a dilemma is about. Guido, your household, as I understand it, you've got two cleaners. First of all, how messy is your family?
Oh, it's very messy, you know. Having three kids under seven, it's very difficult. And also we run a lot of the business from home. So there's always stock and cardboard. So having a cleaner, it's helpful for the bigger.
Yeah. Well, what did you take into consideration prior to employing your cleaners?
Like coming back to the first question that you said about the dilemma, like I never had a dilemma. Like I never saw, I'm not sure how much that person that wrote the letter saw her position being, she is master servant. And I think her approach is, it's different from my approach. I see the cleaner or the person that's working as valuable as my graphic designer or as important as my marketing manager. I work in retail and fashion, so that's the examples I'm using. And I see as a partnership. So for me, the way I see as we are constructing something together, and she's coming to help with what I'm constructing.
I guess if you know, reading between the lines with what Miranda is saying, I think her concern is that having a cleaner for her seems to resonate or bring up resonances of, well, when she says the sort of servant thing, of domestic servitude, which has got a, you know, a fraught history around, well, class, but also race. And that's what is troubling her. Yeah.
And gender. I mean,
yes, exactly.
The other thing is that, you know, in the world that we live in, no matter where you are, the majority of domestic labour is done by women and the majority of it is unpaid. So the other thing that I, you know, would say to someone who's thinking of engaging a cleaner is, and I think Guido's approach is perfect, that to just view it like any other respectful relationship that you cultivate with a provider. So, you know, I don't cut my own hair, I don't fix my own car, but I certainly don't view the people who cut my hair or fix my car as less than me or inferior to me in any way. So I see them as being great at something that I don't know how to do. So yeah. I hand over my money in a way that, you know, is showing my respect.
I guess that's part of it though too. It's that thing of someone who's great at something you don't know how to do, whereas we kind of all know how to do the housework. It's just that we don't want to. I think that
yeah, you know, and maybe we know how to make a meal, but we still go to restaurants. You know, I think that, I mean, it's a, it, like I say, I think that the gender and race and class elements cut across, you know, our thinking about privilege in really useful ways. And it is really good that she's problematizing those things. I get it. But I think that if you want to avoid any kind of interaction with those ideas, then you have to sort of climb up a tree and never come down.
Yeah. Well, Guido, Miranda mentions that hiring a cleaner from another culture to hers could be a valuable insight for her and her kids. Could this be part of the sort of labour for the cleaner, to be a cultural ambassador?
Yeah, I'm not really happy with this. I don't know what she's coming from with the concept of maybe, well, I mean, I guess what she's coming from is the concept of having a different culture within her household that she wouldn't otherwise have outside. But maybe she should be trying to, I assume Miranda is an Anglo-Saxon or a white person. And I assume she's seeing these cultures, overseas people as exotic. And I'm a bit icky about, I'm an Afro-Brazilian myself, so Afro-Australian now. Mm-hmm. So, and I just want to be seen as a contributing person within our society. So I'm not sure. Like at the same time, like I have to be fair. Like one of the persons that worked with me in the past was a Colombian person who speaks a different language, because I speak Portuguese, she spoke Spanish. So that was interesting for my kids to having a babysitter who spoke a different language. But, you know, like the approach is important to be, as I said, it's really important to, like, if she was worried, Miranda was worried on her relationship with her master servant, I think if you see as a friend that is in within your house, like you're inviting a friend to your house who you're paying a fair amount and you want her to help you out, then there's no problem for her to advise her. Like, I cannot see a dilemma there on that.
Well, Karen, I know you've worked as a cleaner and, you, as I said, you've been a union rep for cleaners. Have you ever yourself had a cleaner?
I have. Yeah. I have a 2-year-old. So in the particularly in the late pregnancy, early newborn stages, it was absolutely you know, essential to my mental health to have help in the household. I don't have any family, you know, my bub doesn't have any grandparents, and you know, sometimes the demands of a home and balancing that home with your business and your children and everything else obviously can become too much for you. And I think it's, you know, the thing is that cleaning is so important. It keeps everything going. Every workplace, every home, every public space relies on cleaners doing a good job. So I think for them to be paid fairly, respected, treated well, in fact, you know, borderline, you know, congratulated and worshipped at times,
yes,
is a good thing.
But then can I ask you, with that range of experiences you've got from every which side, what's the best way to address, Miranda mentions that, you know, some of her friends sort of feel that they can't criticise the cleaner's work because, you know, that would be, I don't know, rude or something. What's the best way to address a cleaner who's getting, you know, a bit overfamiliar or a bit lax with what they're being paid to do, like, you know, Miranda mentions rearranging the knickknacks rather than cleaning the oven?
Well, it makes me wonder about what how her friend originally set the terms of the job. And that's the thing is that, you know, a cleaner is like any other worker and they need good instruction, they need good training, they need to be able to know that their workplace has clear expectations and boundaries. And it, the first thing I thought when I read that was that, you know, if that maybe the employer didn't make it clear enough what she needs her to do.
Yeah, like I sometimes I face challenges when I'm with cleaners and they are doing different things that I not expect. You just have to go and be specific. I need this prioritized over that. And then they will understand, you know, they will respect and they will go with it.
And not be patronising. You know, I think there's a tendency, I think, especially among, you know, privileged, middle-class white people, to get really inside our heads and really use our white guilt and our privilege as a bit of a, you know, barrier to just getting the job done.
I'll just read a text that's come in that's interesting, saying, our cleaner is a huge source of contention for us. My wife is middle class and is more than comfortable to have this other person come in and clean our house. I'm working class and proud of that, and having a cleaner for me makes me so unhappy. Unhappy that a person is being employed to carry out tasks that we've devalued in some way. So isn't that interesting? That comes from a different point of view too. Look, we're going to have to wind this up, but I'm getting the sense from both of you in summary, you're going to say to Miranda, just go for it without discomfort and just be open and...
Yeah, just be fair, just be just and be... treat her like equal, I think. And, you know, in Australia, we have no problem compared to other countries where their wages are unfair. I think if you pay a fair wage, there's no problem.
Yeah, I would say just take care with the providers that you use, be an ethical consumer and show utmost respect for the people doing the jobs for you in your life.
There you go, Miranda. Hope that's helped you. And thank you for sharing your dilemma with us. Thanks also to Karen Pickering, who's worked as a cleaner, has had a cleaner and is a writer and busy mum. And Guido Mello, who's a business owner and busy dad with not one but two paid cleaners. Thanks both to you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Life Matters.